Good morning. This is Tactical Temptress with your Urban Prepper Daily Briefing for Wednesday, July 8th, 2026. Today, the community is active across a few key areas. We've got solid content on evacuation preparedness, everyday carry and gear, and off-grid living through extreme heat. We'll also touch on medical and communications before we're done. Let's get into it. Starting with medical preparedness. Skinny Medic is out with a short but useful piece on a compact elastic wrap from Safeguard Medical. It's a flat-fold first aid bandage designed for EDC medical kits. The integrated pressure clip secures dressings without the bulk of a traditional roll, and the flat-fold design saves space in a kit where every inch counts. If you've been looking to trim down your trauma supplies without losing capability, this one is worth knowing about. Survival Dispatch is also in the medical space today, covering how preparedness applies to two specific emergency scenarios: anaphylactic shock and psychosomatic reactions. Anaphylaxis is one of those situations that can escalate fast, and having a pre-planned response, whether that's an EpiPen, antihistamines, or knowing how to position a patient, is exactly the kind of medical readiness the community talks about regularly. Knowing how psychosomatic reactions can present in a high-stress situation is useful context for anyone doing first responder-level prep work. Shifting over to homesteading and off-grid living, Rose Red Homestead tested a clay roaster inside a sun oven, which is a combination not many people have tried on camera. They went for roasted chicken with vegetables. The results weren't exactly what they were going for, but they walked through what happened and what worked. If you're building out your solar cooking capability and you've ever wondered whether clay cookware and a sun oven can coexist, this is the real-world test you've been waiting for. And in off-grid living through heat, Offended Outcast is documenting what it actually looks like to live off-grid in Kentucky right now, with temperatures pushing 100 degrees. No grid power, no air conditioning, adapting in real time to extreme summer heat. This is practical, lived-in content. The kind of stuff that fills in the gaps between the theory and what you actually face when the temperature climbs and you're relying on your own systems. Franklin Ranch Off-Grid also tackled desert heat management, covering a major upgrade they made to their tiny home to fight extreme temperatures. Hot climate off-grid living requires active problem-solving, and both of these creators are documenting that process as it's happening this summer. Moving into general preparedness, Sensible Prepper put out a detailed breakdown of evacuation kits specifically built for sheltering scenarios. He walks through 15 categories to consider when building one of these kits. That's a structured, systematic approach that's genuinely useful for anyone who hasn't thought through shelter evacuation beyond the basics. Such has been doing this a long time, and this kind of categorized framework is the type of content people bookmark and return to. Wrangler Star shared a personal story today, one he says he's never told on camera before. He was $100,000 in debt when his wife told him she was pregnant on their honeymoon. He knew where he needed to take his family, but the debt had them locked in place. He walks through how they got out of that situation and eventually made the move they'd been planning. Financial preparedness and the path to a self-sufficient life are deeply connected, and this is that story told honestly. City Prepping has a piece out about accepting reality rather than fighting circumstances that can't be changed, and using that acceptance as the starting point for moving forward. It's a mindset piece, and that kind of framing is foundational to how serious preppers approach long-term planning. Now, to everyday carry and gear, Sensible Prepper has a second video today, and it's a review of the Maxpedition Remora Gear Slinger. This is a single strap pack from the Legacy series, and he covers it as an EDC option. Maxpedition has a long track record in the preparedness community, and the Gear Slinger format, smaller footprint, quick access, is a popular carry style for people who want something between a full pack and a bag. If you're evaluating carry options, this one fits squarely in that category. Gideon's Tactical is looking at the Kershaw Bel Air XL, a new line from Kershaw that he admits he had doubts about going in. He runs through the review. Kershaw has always occupied that middle ground between budget and premium, and a review from someone who went in skeptical is usually more useful than one from a fan. HRT tactical gear covered the HRT quarterbelt for prepared civilians. Walking through how to set up multiple loadouts that can be stashed in an EDC bag or vehicle. Tactical carries one mention and we move on, but the prepared civilian framing here is worth noting for those building out vehicle or bag setups. On the communications and technology side, Ham Radio Crash Course is covering mobile mesh networking in a very hands-on way today. Specifically, how to build a mobile mesh core or mesh-tastic node using 3D printed hardware. He walks through a 3D print project designed to be built cheaply using ABS or ASA material, covering the Heltec T116 as the base hardware along with antenna and coax options. If you're building out a mesh network and you've been wondering how to make it mobile, repeater capable, not just stationary, this is that piece of the puzzle. Ham Radio 2.0 ran a real-world test on a solar setup powering a Starlink Mini. He tested a new battery from Xtar during field day, and this particular setup kept the internet running for the longest stretch he's logged so far. Off-grid connectivity is a growing part of the preparedness conversation, and seeing actual runtime numbers from a field test, not a bench test, is the kind of data the community finds useful. Pinball preparedness has a piece worth flagging in this space. He's covering the intersection of surveillance technology and privacy, specifically license plate reader cameras deployed by law enforcement, and the legal ability police have to access phone data to identify who is driving a vehicle without a warrant. He's framing it as a slippery slope, and while this touches on current technology and policy, it's a legitimate digital privacy topic that feeds directly into operational security awareness for prepared individuals. Full Spectrum Survival is out with two videos focused on geopolitical conflict: North Korea, Ukraine, Iran. That's not territory we cover in this briefing, but if that angle interests you, that channel is worth a look. Now, a couple of voices from newer creators in the community today that are worth your time. Offended Outcast, we already touched on, the 100-degree off-grid Kentucky heat content, and that one stands on its own merits regardless of channel size. Sangvi Farm documented the hand construction of a 150-meter irrigation canal on raw mountain land. That's off-grid water management at a foundational level, moving water to where it needs to go without powered equipment. For anyone thinking about land development, food production, or long-term homesteading infrastructure, watching someone build that from scratch is genuinely instructive. And Franklin Ranch Off-Grid, also mentioned earlier, documenting a real heat management fix for a desert tiny home. If you're in the Southwest or anywhere dealing with extreme summer temperatures in an off-grid or small footprint setup, that's a creator to follow. The community doesn't have Reddit threads loaded today, so we'll move straight to the deal. Quick note on something worth knowing about before it ends. Jace Medical is running a sale right now, up to 50% off. If you've been putting off adding prescription antibiotics or other medical supplies to your preparedness kit, this is one of the better windows to do it. You can find it at jacemedical.com. Today's briefing was anchored by evacuation preparedness, off-grid heat management, and mesh communications, a good cross-section of what the community is building and solving for right now. This briefing is produced by the Urban Prepper Channel. I'm Tactical Temptress. Stay prepared. Stay grounded, and I'll see you tomorrow.